Blog Talk Radio.
Midnight Coco Show on blogtalkradio.com. Good morning to you. Good morning to you. It's Inspirational Monday. I'm broadcasting to you from the Men Empowered Network as well as Coco Radio Network. I told y'all I was going to come back to my network, but we're trying to do this, trying to work all the kinks out to see how we can do this right now. So, yes, we are broadcasting to you live on both of the networks, and I'm excited because I haven't done this in like forever, so we shall see how this is going to work. Okay, this is Inspirational Monday. I am Miss Coco. Yeah, so here's the thing. Today, well, as you should know, that on last night was the Grammys, and Cardi B won. She took home a Grammy, and we're excited for her. And it's so exciting that, you know, that she won. But I want to talk about today how, you know, it is important, you know, to remain who you are. You know, just to remain who you are and still do your, you know, still represent in a nice, classy way, as well as, you know, not allow anyone to kind of, to discourage you from being who you are and doing what you love to do and everything like that. And that's what we want to talk about today is, want to encourage you. I want you to be encouraged and know that no matter what it looks like or how difficult or the, you know, people may say, oh, well, you can't do this, you can't do that, da 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 da. You know, you could do anything. You can do anything and be anything that you want to be. You know, you don't have to allow anyone to discourage you from doing that. And you know, and it's gonna seem hard. However, you gotta stay in the fight. You gotta stay in the fight and not allow anyone to, you know, to discourage you or tell you any different. You know what I'm saying? So we are commending Cardi B for remaining who she is and not allowing anyone to discourage her from doing what she has to do. You know what I'm saying? So, yes, we are. Congratulations to her. But I want to also inspire you that no matter what you're going through, no matter what, you know, obstacles that may be in your way, trying to keep you from doing what you love to do or anything of that nature, you still got to do you. You know what I'm saying? You still have to do you, and everything is going to be all right. It's all going to be okay. No matter what, you're going to do you. You're going to be who you got to be in order to just, you know, go for what you got to go for. Go for your dreams. Go for your goals. Shoot for the stars. You know what I'm saying? Shoot for the stars each and every day. You know, so don't allow anyone to discourage you. Keep going. You know, keep setting your sights on the prize. Go for the goal. Do what you got to do, boo. If you want to launch that business, go for it. If you want to stay in the fight, you want to stay in the and stay in the wind, you want to do, you know, be creative and be, you know, be smart. Do what you have to do, because at the end of the day, it's your dream. Nobody else can live your dream for you. Nobody else can live your truth for you. Nobody can do that. And you can do that. Only you can do that. And so you gotta get out there. You gotta get out there and go for it. Go for it. Regardless. Go for it. Do what you have to do in order to succeed. And everything will be fine. Everything will be just fine. Because you're going to get there. You're going to make it to the top. Oh, believe you me, you're definitely going to make it to the top. Going to make it to the top. And you want to stay there. As long as you stay positive, stay focused, and not be discouraged. Don't take your eye off the prize. You know, you've known about this. This is something that you've been wanting to do for years. It's something that you've been wanting to do for a very long time. You got to do it. You know, you may be going through some difficult times on your job. But don't give up. Still keep going for it. Still keep reaching to the top. You know what I'm saying? Still keep going. Still do what you gotta do. Because at the end of the day, it's all about you. It is all about you. Nobody else is about you. Only you can do it. Only you can do it. Only you can do it. Only you can succeed. Nobody can do it. Not your mama, not your daddy, not your brother, your sister, your cousin, your boyfriend, your husband, your children. Nobody can do it but you. Nobody can do it like you. Nobody can be successful in your dream but you. God gave the vision to you. Do it. Don't put it off to the side and say, oh, well, I don't know if I can do it. Or I don't know if I can, if I was to be successful at it. I don't know if I can, how people are going to respond to it. Or I don't know this and I don't know that. You got to do it. You have to do it. You have to do it. Regardless. The thing about me, I've always, and everybody says, my best friend told me not too long ago, she was like, you've always been a go-getter. But you, like, in the last couple of years, you've have been there. You've been getting it. You haven't stopped. You've been going after what you have to go. You know, you gotta get. And that's just you. You've always been that way. And I'm like, wow, I have been like told you. Like I've been, I set my sights on what it is that I want, and I go for it. And I worry about the consequences afterwards later. I've said this before. Sometimes you gotta take risks. I know some people say, well, I gotta make sure I have this and I have that in place before I just do it. You know, I can't just go and do something and I don't have like, and I get that, I understand that, but not everything deserves to have a plan in place. Everything doesn't have to have a plan. Sometimes you have to just go for it. Because if you're a believer and you know that God will open up a door for you, then trust Him more. Trust in Him more than your plan that you've written down. You know what I'm saying? Trust Him more that He has your back. Trust Him more. Trust Him that He knows exactly where He's taking you. You know what I'm saying? Trust Him that He's taking you exactly where you need to be. He's going to lead you and guide you. And everything that I've ever done in my life, I've always put God first. I've really put Him first in the most recent years. Like, I said, you know what, God, I'm just going to trust you and I'm going to believe that it's going to work out. Everything, whether it comes to home, business, anything, any type of anything that I'm trying to do, I go for it, you know? And I put Him first. I said, God, lead the way. I said, this is what I want to do. This is where my heart is. I got to do it. So I'm counting on you to open up that door. And every time He's opened up the door, I don't think I can't even, in the most recent years, only reason why things didn't work out, I could say, is because I've allowed doubt to come in. I allowed fear to put step in front of me. You know what I'm saying? That's the only reason why something didn't work out. I allow fear and doubt, you know, to step in. You know, Pastor Ray was talking yesterday about the power of belief. The power of belief. If you believe something is for you, then why do you allow doubt or fear to come in? If you believe that God has placed His hand inside of you to do this, to do whatever, what the calling that He's called you to do, or whatever it is that He's called you to do, then why do you have doubt? Why do you have fear? Ladies and gentlemen, you cannot be afraid. You have to go for it. And I must admit, there have been times, especially recent times, where I have been afraid and I have allowed doubt to come in. And when I allow doubt and fear to come in, to seep in into my mind and into my heart, then I didn't see what I was supposed to be seeing. I didn't see, like, okay, I don't see this, I don't see that. And then I say, well, maybe this is not meant for me. Or maybe this is not how it's supposed to be. God has said it to you, and He's shown it to you, then why would you think that it's not for you? God's word does not return void. The Bible tells you that. God's word does not return void. So why would you think that whatever He told you or what He's given you, whether it's in a vision, a dream, or some type of form, or somebody has come to you and told you, or has spoken to you, spoken to your life, life outside of you? Why would you think that it's not for you? And I don't understand, like I said, I've had that to where I've allowed doubt to come into me. And I'm like, oh, I don't know if this is going to work. You know what I'm saying? Or I've been afraid to do it. I've had sleepless nights thinking, just thinking about it and tossing and turning to and fro, thinking, how am I going, like, how is this going to work? I'm trying to think of a way to make it work. Where the solution to it is to just do it. The solution to it is just to do it. You're supposed to start that business, do it. You don't need anybody's validation or tell you that, oh, this is what you're supposed to do, or this is great, this is a great idea, do it. Use all of your resources. You know enough people. If you network so many times and, you know, each and every person that you come across, you know, they've been like, oh, well, I don't know. Or if you talk to friends and your friends are trying to throw that monkey wrench into it and say, well, I don't know if you should be doing that. I think you should just sit down. I think you should just chill and relax. But you know what? If it's still there, if it's still at the tip or at the end of, like, your mind and you're still thinking about it and you still feel like this is something that I have to do, do it. Do it. Because if you don't, somebody else is going to do it. Somebody else is going to take it. But then, how God works, if it's meant for you and He put it in you and you got to do it until it's done, then you're supposed to do it. It's yours. Can't go to anybody else. It's not going to go anywhere. It's going to still be right there. It's going to stay right there. So you have to do it. Put the work in. Do it. If you feel like, well, this is something that I don't know how to approach it, pray about it. Ask God to give you those steps to approach. Ask Him to give you the words to speak. It's whatever business you need to go into. Whatever person, whoever you have to speak to, then that's what you need to do. Pray, ask Him to show you. Ask Him to show you the way. Ask Him to give you the steps in order to get where you need to be. Ask Him to give you the steps where you need to be. And I guarantee you, when He gives it to you, you're going to be like, oh, wow, I didn't think of it that way. Or I didn't see it like that. Like, okay, I think I can do it now. You know what I'm saying? So, you have to ask. Ask, and He'll show you. He'll show you. We're going to get ready to take a break, but we're going to come back for more Inspirational Monday here on the Midnight Cocoa Show on the Midnight Power Network as well as Cocoa Radio. Oh, yes. We're broadcasting to you live. So, we're going to see how this is going to work, but definitely stay tuned. Follow me on Midnight Cocoa or Karita 40, KHRITA 40. Hit us up on Instagram.com/RadioCoco, CocoRadio.com. You can visit CocoShow.webs.com, or you can go to our Facebook page, Facebook.com/CocoRadio. It's to grab yourself on this inspirational Monday. Glad that you joined me today. I thank you for tuning in and hanging out with me. We're going to take a break, but we're going to come back. It's your girl, Miss Coco. Keep it up. Don't go nowhere. We'll be right after these messages.
Inspiring, uplifting, the Midnight Coco Show, Inspirational Monday, on the Man Empowered Network, each Monday on blogtalkradio.com. Get inspired.
Yes. Just like some cable, and we don't have to. The Father provides the one that made you. Yeshua know what we've been through, and he's the one that saved too. My flesh had, had me, and now I'm glad that he came through. And now I'm back on my feet and not on the same move. No, money, not a thing, man. Why you stressing for? Why? Pick your head up, man, and start digging more. See, and you will find knock, and it will open. Sleep, then you will blind sleep as you decline floating. With no direction, got no ears, how you hear the lesson? You can't steer without my savior presence. Got no gear, stuck up in the desert. Oh dear, it's gonna get hot, and it's burning more by the second. I'm glad you sent your son. All praises to the Most High.
I know
yes.
Now whom shall I serve?
Those who are lost are found by His word. Wicked people will get what they deserve. Searching for the truth, leave no stone unturned.
Back, you're listening to the Midnight Cocoa Show here on blogtalkradio.com. It's your girl, Miss Coco, and we are about to be live right now on blogtalkradio.com. Glad you joined me today. If you're really real, for them to understand what you're saying or what you're doing. You understand what I'm saying? Like, how can you do, what can you do to ensure that they're hearing? Well, you can ask, you can pray and ask God to open their eyes and cloud their mind so that they can hear what you're saying. And it hit home. It hit, you know, their heart. It hit their spirit. You know what I'm saying? You know, you don't want to be in a, you don't want to just be in there just going all Brody or whatever, and they don't know. You have to pray and ask God to he'll give them clarity and he'll open their minds so that they can see and understand the words that are coming out of your mouth, that what you're saying is actually the truth and that they feel it. Not only do they hear it, but they feel it. You know what I'm saying? So that's when you need to, you know, to let someone know something. You know, oftentimes we are approached, well, I've been approached, if you're, you know, if you're a spiritual person like I am, oftentimes we're approached by, you know, prophets that have messages to give us from God. And we feel sometimes like, well, I don't know if what you're telling me is true. You know, I don't know if this is real. How will I know that it's real? That you're telling me what I'm supposed to know, but you know, I don't know. Just go in here and it's not. You know, I'm not a for sure thing. Well, like I said, you always pray about it. And you can know. You can know. If this is something, if you've been praying about it and God confirms it, you know, by someone giving you a word or speaking something to you that nobody else knows, especially if you don't know the person. Because I have been like that several times where I pray for God to do something. Give me clarity, to renew my mind, or, you know, to show me, you know, if this is the truth, if this is real, or whatever, right? And he's confirmed it, he's backed it up, you know, with people that I don't even know, or I have never even spoken to, or even, you know, just meeting, and then they say something like, well, you know, I believe this is such and such a way. I can give you an example. Like I said, I've been prophesying. I think I've shared this before, where, you know, I have been prophesied to by a minister. This person I didn't even know, but they knew my mom, but I didn't know. And I, you know, not minding my business, wasn't even really paying attention, wasn't even expecting. And they came over to me and they were like, God said your husband's gone away. And I'm like, well, because I'm like, wait, what? Like, God says your husband's on the way. You dedicated yourself to him. And you made him your husband. And now he's sending you your husband. And I'm like, don't nobody know that. Nobody knows that. You know what I'm saying? Like, you know, you can receive something and it's like, how you know that? I've had other times where, you know, I've asked God to renew my mind. I was going through a deep, dark time in my life, and I've asked God to just renew my mind to make me, to so I could be more positive. And I was at a conference, and this minister by the name of Tim Story, he was there, and he had talked, you know, he had already had dealt with my grandmother, you know, he'd given her healing and whatnot. And so when she came back to sit down, you know, when she came back to sit down, he looked over at me. He was like, who is this? And he said, oh, this is my granddaughter. And he said, come here. I was like, uh-oh. What is going on? Like I said, I don't know this person. You never met him before. He said, you've been praying for God to renew your mind. God is getting ready to renew your mind. And I'm like, nobody knew. It was just the conversations that I was having with God. Like, to renew my mind. Like, I mean, the reason why I'm saying that is because there can be ways that things can be confirmed. Like I said, if you pray about it, and as God shows you and gives you clarity and understanding, and for also for, you know, for the person that you're dealing with to get some clarity and some understanding, you know, and you both can be on one accord, he can do that. He can really work on the other person, you know. Get some clarity, then when you are approached or when you are in a situation and, you know, it's time for the result or whatever, then the person can say, well, you know what? I now that you pointed it out to me in that way, I'm ready to do it. You know what I'm saying? Like, it could just be just like that. Like, you pointed it out to me in that way, and I can see it, and let's go ahead and give it a try. Let's go ahead and do it. I'm down for it. I believe that it can work. You know, now that I'm seeing it from what you said to me, how you presented it to me, let's go for it. Let's do it. And I promise you, when that happens, that has been God working on your behalf. I've had other times where I've prayed the simplest prayer, and I said, God, just open the door for me. You know, do this and do that for me. You know, I need you to, you know, just to work in my favor. Show favor for me. You know what I mean? I already know I have favor, but if you confess it and say, you know, I just want you to show favor for me. And then all of a sudden, someone can approach you and say, hey, you know, you've been wanting to do such and such thing, you know, and I think that, you know, I think I can get you to do it. You know, I think I can get you in. Huh? Like, I think I can help you. I can make this happen for you. What? Like, and you've gotten away from it, from that, but you can get back to it. I promise you, you can get back to it. You definitely get back to it. You just gotta get your belief back. Pastor PC was saying yesterday that you can get back to, you gotta get back to your belief. You can't have any worry or any doubt or any, you know, fear. You have to get back to your belief. Allow God to replace that and get that back to help you get back to that belief. You know what I'm saying? It's already been there. You just have to just say, you know what? I want to believe God. I'm going to believe and trust Him. From this day forward, I'm going to believe and trust Him. I'm not going to allow fear. I'm not going to let anybody discourage me. I'm going to do it. I'm not going to allow anybody to step in the way or to become an obstacle for me. I have to keep going forward. Because if I give up on this thing that God has given to me, then I'm going to lose it. And I don't want to lose. I don't want to lose what He's given to me. I want to keep what He's given to me. I want to hold on to it and make sure that I pursue it and manifest it into reality, because He's given it to me. This is what I'm supposed to do. This is my call. You know, I'm getting ready to graduate in a couple of months. Oh, my gosh, a couple of months. And, you know, and I have been, you know, so focused on making sure that I continue to stay on that path. I have, you know, there were times where I just said, you know what, I think I'm going to rest, just go ahead and just, you know, take a break, because I really need a mental break, because I can't keep going. There were times where I just really wanted to just say, you know what, I've even talked to my academic advisor, and I told my academic advisor, I don't think I want to do this anymore. Let me just take a break. Let me take a semester term off. And she's like, well, if you take a term off, it's going to push your graduation date. I'm like, I don't care. I just need to take some time off. I just need to take some time, a breather for myself. I just need to take a breather because I need it. I need to take a break. But I did not take the break. I couldn't take the break. Although I wanted to take a break so badly, I wanted to just say, you know what? I need this for me. I need some time to recuperate because I'm not getting a break. I'm continuing to go on and on, and I need a break. But I did not give up. I did not stop. I didn't even waver. I continued to go in. I continued to do what I had to do. I continued it. And now I'm months away from graduation. And this term that I've been in so far, I have had nothing but straight A's. As I said, my GPA fell a little bit last year, and I wanted to pull my GPA back up. And lo and behold, God has given me the ability to do it. I already had it. I didn't have to believe in myself. You know what I'm saying? I already had it, but I had to believe in myself. And once I started believing in myself more, then the A's, the grades just started coming in. Each and every week, I've had an A. I have not had anything lower than an A or a B. You know what I'm saying? I have not had anything lower than a B. Like, I started out, like, what? I started out in one class with an A. And here it is, 5 weeks in, I still have an A in the class. In my other class, my social science class, I started out with, I believe, a C. Like, I didn't do well on something. On one of my first week assignments. I did one assignment I didn't do well. But I pulled it up from a C to a B+. I'm at a B+ in that class right now. And every week after that first week, I have had an A in the class. Do you hear what I'm saying? I've had an A in the class. I just received my last week assignment, not last week, week five, but week four, and every assignment that I submitted, I received an A. And I'm like, oh my gosh! Even the one assignment was an observation zone, observation, and it was like two and a half, three pages long, and I'm basically having to explain my perspective on commercials or advertisements that I've seen, right? And as I'm sitting there typing, I'm typing away or whatever, da-da-da-da, this and that, and I'm going on the example that I'm seeing, and I'm like, I'm just typing. I'm like, okay, this and that. Nothing. I'm like, you know what, I may not do well on that one. I may not get a great grade on it. Get the grade back, an A. And I'm like, I was not expecting an A. I thought at least a C maybe, but I was not expecting an A. I'm like, God, what? Like, you're really playing with me right now. You know what I'm saying? And so we have to get our mindset on that level to where we're like, you know what? I got to do it. I have to do it. You know, I know this is for me. I know this is what I need to do. I have to do it. I have to do it. And I'm telling you, it will happen. You have to get yourself back on the track of believing. You have to believe. Because without belief, then it won't work. You have to believe and know that this is for you. God said it. He placed it into you. You have to do it. For anything that you want to do in your life, any place that you want to go, go for it. You know, stop worrying about how am I going to do it? How am I going to get there? Why, I need to make sure I have these funds and this, that, and I need to have A, B, and C in place before I can go commit to D. Sometimes you have to skip A, B, and C and just go straight to D. I've done it. I'm telling you, now everything may not work. Just because things have worked out for me doesn't mean that it may work for you. You may need to go ahead and commit to A, B, and C before you can commit to D. But I'm telling you, I have bypassed A, B, and C and went straight to D. And every time I have done it, it's been successful. Mind you, the only reason why it has not been successful is because I had allowed doubt and fear. I allowed the negative connotations to come into my mind and into my heart, and to where it created a stumbling block. And when you say, well, maybe this, maybe that, or it's just not for me, or stop, you have to stop speaking negativity to your life. You have to stop speaking negative. When you speak negative, negative manifests. If you say, well, I want a boyfriend, or, and then there's a someone is presented to you, you know, and you're like, well, I don't like his action. I don't think it's going to work out. I'm good. No matter how many times I tell this person, well, I don't want to be bothered with you or whatever, da, 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 they still keep coming around. The reason why they keep coming around is because it's meant to happen. Sometimes you have to say, you know what? I've told this person several times. They still keep coming around. I don't understand why. Because they're like, are you really serious? Then they're listening to what you're saying. They're listening to it, and they're in belief because they're not used to that. It's something that they're not used to. You have to understand that some people are not used to somebody telling them no. And they're going to continue to pursue what has been rejecting them. And more you keep rejecting them, the more and more you're going to break down their walls, their defenses, because they have a defense mechanism up. So the more and more you keep going, you know, you keep saying no, 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 they're going to keep pursuing, and they're going to be looking at their rejection and, oh, she's, or they're playing. No, they're not playing. They're like, okay, they're serious. So there's something about this person that I need to try to understand and get to know or figure out. But if you just give it to them and give in to them, then they're not gonna care. But if you keep saying no, and they keep coming back around, then they're very interested. They're intrigued. You know what I'm saying? And that's on the relationship side. You know, for every no that somebody gives you, you have to continue to keep pursuing it. Be persistent, consistent. Be persistent and consistent. Keep going forward. Keep going forward. Don't allow anything, anyone, stop you from doing what you have to do. Go for it. Go for it. Do it. Trust in yourself. Believe in yourself. Believe that God's given this to you, and this is your divine right that you need to do it. Go for it. Even if the person that you have to confront and talk to doesn't believe it, you have to figure out a way to make them see it. God will let you know if you just like, you know what, he's going to work on it. Just like I said, you have to keep praying for it, but keep fighting. You got to pray and fight. Pray and fight. Pray and fight. And also watch. And it's going to happen. You hear with me what I'm saying to you? You got to keep going. Don't give up. Don't stop believing. Trust it. Trust God. You got to keep going. You got to keep going. Keep doing it. All right? That's going to do it for your girl here on the Midnight Cocoa Show or blogtalkradio.com. Hope you enjoyed today's show and that you got something out of it. Share with a friend. Let somebody know that you've been listening to the Midnight Cocoa Show and that they need to tune into Inspirational Monday, listen to this inspiration for you to achieve your goals in life, okay? I'm your girl, Miss Coco, for the Midnight Cocoa Show. Make sure you follow me on Twitter at Midnight Cocoa, MIZNIGHTKOKO, or Karita 40, KHRITA 40. Instagram, Radio Coco, RADIOKOKO, RADIO on Instagram, RADIOKOKO, Instagram, or Karita 40 on Instagram, KHRITA 40. Facebook.com/Coco Radio, or visit our official website at www.cocoshow.web.com. We're getting ready to transition, y'all. So make sure you continue to keep up to date with us on Twitter, on all of our social media platforms. Make sure you stay tuned. All right. Okay, I am your girl, Miss Coco, for the Midnight Coco Show here on blogtalkradio.com, for the Minute Power Network and Coco Radio. Yes, I had a blast today on this Inspirational Monday. I'm so excited that you tuned in with me, you joined me today. Make sure you tell a friend, share this with someone, okay, on today. And remember, to feel free to be you and live for today like it's the last. Because life has its struggles, but always take a sip of cocoa, and guess what? You will be all right. I am your girl, Miss Coco, for the Midnight Coco Show on blogtalkradio.com. Have a wonderful day, y'all, and I'm going to see you back here next. Right. Have a great day.
Peace.
I know you gonna dig this. Dig this.
Dig this. How you gonna win when you ain't right within? How you gonna win? How you gonna win when you ain't right within? How you gonna win? How you gonna win when you ain't right within? How you gonna win? How you gonna win when you ain't right within? How you gonna win? How you gonna win?
When the blind beat the blind and darkness unfolds, this inability to move on is keeping the hole. I suppose it's this spot that's designed to stay closed. No, it's this spot that they can free to flee in the pole. Now tell me how we supposed to feel secure when society corrupting all the morals and the values locked up and out to leash. Cause the struggle is to get through weak, trying to find a way to maintain and stay on the feet. We stuck in these beliefs and patterns that hold us back, tend to lead us off track, lost sense of direction, trying to figure what's next in search of a piece of mind, but it's hard to find. What's society is driven by greed, power, corruption. Every election, they promise to change. But if you look around, everything is still the same. And all we do is waste time talking. Who's to blame?
How you gonna win when you ain't right within? How you gonna win? How you gonna win when you ain't right within? How you gonna win?
Buying into every trend and fad, being walking in without questioning one day. What is the offer of your soul? Another lost one in a system of control. Open your third eye, stop walking them blind ass. Unless you want me, society can form mess. I guess you've been influenced by the rest. You can learn from everywhere, but do what you feel is best. Don't be afraid to take a risk and go beyond with the vibe. Break free from the illusion, seeking you will surely find. Minimize the confusion for your own peace of mind. Expand your consciousness for greater sense of life. Keep the faith, pride in the pursuit of happiness and success. Realizing you are blessed even in time, cause the stress is real simple to play. Now here with me, so that's it, I digress.
How you gon' win when you ain't right within? How you gon' win? How you gon' win when you ain't right within? How you gon' win?
But it's up to us to be wise and realize, demoralize, and false thoughts and deep. Got to advise and act high, but kept lies on my time. I'm leading to the most high.
with a bit of light.
Because you don't need the church. The church of divine economic
reform. That's right. I don't believe in it.
You don't need a God.
How you gon' win when you ain't right within? How you gon' win when you ain't right within? Come again, come again.
Praise the Most High. I know your name now. A higher, a shot, a higher, I feel. Jumped in the game now. If you ain't coming slave cargo ships, then who's you? Cause I've been reading the Bible lately and find out we's the real Jews. They lying, they lying, they ain't telling us the truth. Elder gave me the blame and he showing me the truth. He said, brother, who is you? He took me to Deuteronomy. Man, that's born and sold the spiritual side of me. I know Messiah died for me. Ain't no evil kin to me. Gotta break the Sabbath and lying to us religiously. And I don't appreciate none of that. I went to Catholic school. They ain't told me nothing about Deuteronomy 28:6. They ain't lying. So gang banging, I denounce that. Catholicism, I denounce that. That white dude they call Jesus. Yeah, boys, yeah, I denounce that. I got heads where my house at. Scripture where my mouth at. A Romo, I make a dance like David. So place me round that. Jesus still a soldier. Soldier for the Most High. Now I keep a sword. Sword next to my knife. Preachers, modern day Pharisees. Acting so divine. I was brought up around sinners. So with sinners, I die. So you can catch me politicking with the pimps and thugs. Yeah, I relate to them. Then I give them the word. The first thing I tell them, Christ, he look just like us. They leave the combo feeling Satan got a juice and us. But most to the blind, Israelites be blind as mice. Following the way of heathens, Ishmael and Edomites. I ain't talking down to nations, but they supposed to follow you. St. John 4:22, salvation is a Jew. From Babylon to Timbuktu. Yeah, I had to read that too. Now I sound like Yeshua, Lord forgive. They know not what they do. The church, they think I'm crazy. The pastor trying to save me by giving me a one-way ticket to haters. Elder Ricard.
In these churches